now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's great to be with you here every Saturday on CFAX 1070. Today, we're going to talk about life. We all get to a point where maybe we need a little extra help in the home, or maybe we want to move on and check out our options. Well, the people in the studio today are experts in that field. They have a directory out for people in the West Shore to help with that, and they also have a fall wellness fair coming up. We'll talk to Nicole Donaldson from Open Hearts Companion Services and Sandra Hellemis for Dinner for One in just a moment. Also, later in the show, we're going to talk to Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services. She's going to talk about kitchens that work and whether that's, get granite or an accessible kitchen. There's so many choices now in all the materials you use in your kitchen, and she is an expert in that field. She has just come back from where she lived in New York for the last 20 years, and now she is teaching on the island. So she is a great resource for us here on Lifestyle. But first up, we're talking about aging in place. How are you guys?
Very good.
Very well.
Excellent. Now, we belong to a group in the West Shore. Nicole, maybe you could tell us about the group that you started that meets once a month, and then we can get into the directory and all that has come from it.
Okay. Thank you, Patty, for having me to here today.
You're so welcome, Nicole.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the fall fair on Saturday. The West Shore Senior Service Group I started 3 years ago because I felt that there was a real shortage of information for seniors on the West Shore and Victoria, Greater Victoria as well.
Yep.
So I just wrote up a little letter, went door to door, people that had like minds, and came up with a group of 30 people that were very interested in supporting seniors to age in place. So over the 3 years, we've evolved, we've done health fairs, and we've tried to educate seniors on the West Shore. So now I have a group, there's about 34 of us. People have come and gone, but the people that are there are definitely there to support seniors and have a vested interest in it. Getting information out to the seniors was the hard part. Mm-hmm. So that's where we came up with the directory, and we have just had our second revision done of the directory, and I'm pretty happy with it. It's been very well received on the West Shore. We've got an awesome group of people coming out to do the fair. There's 31 vendors, everything from Langford Municipality right down to burial services. Everything that a senior could possibly need to stay home and age in place well will be at this fall fair.
And we're going to talk at the end of the hour. I want to go over kind of look at our lives and what we're thinking, because mm-hmm. this is not something that just hits you. It's something that you should kind of plan. And that's been the greatest reward meeting Sandra and you, Nicole, is I think that, I know Sandra and I talked about a directory and about helping seniors years ago. And it's finding the right people that have the right heart for it. And I mean, your Open Hearts Companion Services says it all, mm-hmm. because you have such a heart and you work really, really hard to help seniors. And I don't know how you find the time. And everything you do is impeccable, the directory and the fair. So tell us about your passion for seniors and what led you down this path.
Oh, my. I met my great-grandmother when she was 103 and I was 13 years old, fell in love and never looked back.
Wow.
So I graduated at 17 years old. My mom phoned what was called then the FW Green Home. I started that day, and then 38 years later, I'm still doing it. I've moved to Victoria in 1988 because my mom had a brain aneurysm, so I moved here to care for her and my dad. And what I've seen over time is that there's a lot of people in the same boat as I am. I see the changes in healthcare. I see a lot of us, well, they say now the 60 is the new 40, so we don't want to
age. I'm banking on it.
Yeah. And we don't want to age like before. We want to live till we die. So I think that that's been my biggest driving force. My mom and dad are my biggest heroes. And to get them to have the best life possible, I started all of this and just kept pushing forward.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm taking my certified professional consultant on aging as a realtor with RE/MAX. And, it's been really interesting to hear a lot of the issues, because I, like you, I've taken care of my parents and helped in that process throughout their end stage of life. And, I thought I kind of knew a lot, but, I didn't know that deafness was the number one cause of depression for seniors. Isolation. I mean, there's so many, and isolation, there's so many things you don't know about it. And it, you know, we learn when our babies are young all about how to be a parent and read all the books. But it's the same as we age. We need to sort of know what our things are for, like for the pensions, all the stuff that we're entitled to that maybe we haven't read up on, because boomers don't really like to think about the end game, do we?
No. And we the like conversations are hard. To have those conversations are hard.
To start.
Yeah, to start in that process. So that is another part of my goal, is to make it not a scary thing. You want to make your choices. You don't want somebody else making choices for you. So let's make them in a proactive way instead of a reactive
way. Right, not burden our kids. And Sandra, Dinner for One, it is not just for seniors. It's singles and, you know, a lot of people use your services.
Correct,
but
yeah.
I know you have a passion for seniors. Mm-hmm. And you deliver food, so you see a lot of seniors who don't really have anybody around them.
A lot of isolation, and whether that's due to their social environment or whether that's due to their physical abilities. But, you know, I would say 50% of the calls that I get are the adult children calling for their parent or aunt or uncle, you know, in that situation, because they realize there is, you know, a need for them, in my particular case, for nutritional food. But you know, the adult children are maybe not living in Victoria, they're in Vancouver or Ontario, that type of thing. So you see a lot of that, and I see a lot going in, and then they like to talk because there's that interaction. So I hear a lot, and I can see where the gaps are. And you know, I have a business, and it's very hard to really, you know, have to assess each client. That's not my job.
But you worry about them.
Yeah. There's certain clients that I've had from day one that I'm just, I know going in it's going to take a little bit longer, you know, delivering the food, because I have that interaction, that chat, because they, I have invested into them,
okay,
you know, as
individuals. So for people right now listening, this is Seniors 101. If you have a parent, or if you are that person, there is help there. They can call you, Nicole,
yes,
or me, or you. There's so many people in this directory that would chat with them and tell them where they could possibly get help. Because that is, don't you find that's the number one thing, Nicole?
It
people
is.
Don't
yeah.
know
referrals.
Where to start. Like, I'm
yeah.
sure with your yeah. when you started with your parents, where do you start to look at getting help for them?
Yeah. And I think it's pretty overwhelming. And right now the market is saturated with all types of services that are out there. So which ones do you trust? Which ones don't you trust? There's
who's
really,
compatible.
Yeah. And there really is no regulation around it. So
well, who's certified or who is qualified to do what they're doing?
Yeah.
You know, like for myself, pretty much anyone can cook and do meals. But for when you get into the nursing care, or even just the information or how to navigate, you know, Vancouver Health, that type of thing. That's
it's
a whole
so
different.
It's so huge. And really, it's a lot of this heart to heart, where women connect with women or whatever, and you ask, what did you do? How do you get an assessment done? And for you, Nicole, I know you will do companionship. You do lots of things. So if you live back east, or even in Vancouver or up island, and you can't do this day to day, there are people like you that can come in that can really get to know their parents one-on-one and be that daughter, be that companionship. Tell us what you can do to help people stay in place.
It's interesting. People always ask me what I do, and it's easier to tell them what I don't do, because I got a phone call the other day that somebody's bathtub was leaking and could I come in and tighten up the pipes? And I thought, well, of course, I'm going to be a plumber today. Last week, I became a moving man. I moved furniture, or moving person, let's say. I moved furniture. I downsized. I moved a client from one facility to another. So I get to know their needs, what they need. I'm an impartial person. I don't have a real history with them. Mm-hmm. So lots of times there's dynamics. I just take them for who they are at that point in their life, and I feel that I'm their extension. If they can't reach that jar at the top shelf, I will reach that jar for them, because it is those little things that make people have to leave their home. There's just little tiny things that they can no longer do, so they give up. Then they give up a little bit more.
Anxiety,
give up a little
or depression, bit more. That type of thing.
When
yeah.
you said it about hearing, hearing is one of the most isolating things, because people, instead of articulating in a right tone, they screech, they raise their voice. So people with hearing, they're turning off their hearing aids and smiling at you now. So
and then you get ignored.
Yes. People will tell me, oh, well, they smiled at me before they hit me. Well, yeah, the smile kind of meant that you better back up, you're getting close.
Yeah.
And but there is a lot of things. And I find, just because I have been doing this for 38 years, I really do read people. Mm-hmm. I was the primary nurse of a dementia unit. So a lot of times people don't articulate. So I have to watch their body. Like you were saying with a baby, we watch them. Mm-hmm. We watch to see, are they wet? Mm-hmm. Are they hungry? Are they all those things? But we can do that for a baby. When it becomes your mom, it's kind of an interesting situation.
It's good to have almost a go-between, and clothing, accessibility, mm-hmm. the shoes they wear. We got to take a break right now. We come back. We have a caller, Josephine, who wants to have a question answered. Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Most mornings, Melissa wakes up, but her arms don't. She thinks it's from sleeping on them all night. But Sleep Country's sleep experts know her arms go all numb and tingly because she has the wrong mattress.
Hey, how did you know?
Don't worry, Melissa. There's an answer to your problem. Sleep Country's Sleep Fest. They have the perfect mattress for you, specifically designed to help stop your arms from going numb. Now you'll be able to turn off your alarm in the morning.
Oh, arm numb. Can't find button.
If Melissa only knew, more Canadians trust their sleep to Sleep Country than anywhere else. They've negotiated with Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Kingsdown to get crazy low prices on the very best mattresses for every sleep problem, like tingly arms, stiff backs, even snoring. Deals won't last long. You'd better get in soon. So wake up your arm, Melissa, and head on down to Sleep Country, where you can actually wave goodbye to pins and needles and get back to better sleep.
Sleep Country, Canada. Why buy a mattress?
Now that fall is here, your lawn is getting hungry. So pick up some lawn food at Marigold Nurseries and feed it. And while you're there, take a look around. Hedging is on sale for 20% off, and a great selection of flower bulbs is just waiting to bring color and life to your garden. Lawn food, hedging, flower bulbs, it's all at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Flintstones builds more than concrete, masonry, and landscaping projects. For over 40 years, we've been building our team and skill sets, building long-lasting relationships with our clients while always building value and quality into their homes. No matter the size of the job, let's build together this spring and summer. Get inspired at FlintstonesMasonry.com.
Do it once, do it right, Flintstones Masonry.
We are back with Nicole Donaldson from Open Hearts Companion Services and Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One. We have Josephine on the line who has a question about seniors. Hi, Josephine. How are you?
I'm just fine. I have just retired. I'm going to be 69, and I've just retired from 24 years in home care.
Congratulations.
So, of course, I've got criminal record checks. I've got letters of recommendation. Are you looking for help?
Oh, good question. Always looking for help. I'm not sure what exactly you're looking to do, but there's always help needed.
Now, I'll tell you, Josephine, if you want to contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I will pass your information along to our group and with Nicole and Sandra here, because you never know, and there's always people looking for help. So contact me, and we'll go from there. Thank you so much for your call. Enjoy your retirement, or the beginning of it. Sounds like it won't be long.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Josephine. We were talking about aging in place. What about when people, you know, you assess in your own way, even though that's not your full job, but you mm-hmm. kind of see maybe they're ready for the next step. And there's people that want maybe more companionship.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great places in town, including the place we meet every week at West Shore, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Mackey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a place where people can go and reduce their isolation, in essence. Alexander Mackey is a very nice facility out on the West Shore, mm-hmm. and people have meals together. Meals is a huge thing. Meals becomes a big stumbling block. Women get tired of cooking.
Yeah.
I talked mm-hmm. to my mom. She's been cooking for 50 years. She's done with cooking.
And the men generally don't know. They've never been in the kitchen,
yeah.
so they don't know what to do. If it's especially if there's Alzheimer's or dementia yep. in place too. But
and it can be a little scary leaving the burners on and
things
like
yeah.
that.
A big
right?
fear. Yeah,
I've had
fear.
Some adult children actually will throw the breaker on the stoves because they don't want their parent to be using the stove in the home for that reason, and they're solely to use the microwave or even the little toaster oven.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But I think the meals and the socialization, they go together, and the isolation, trying to not, you know.
There's people watching them. Mm-hmm. There's people around. Like, if they're not coming out for meals, there's somebody alerted. So it is a community. It becomes it becomes their family, really.
Yeah. And there's social things to
do. And when we arrive there, people are always happy. It's the environment is very warm and inviting. And Alexander Mackey has hosted our meetings for the last 3 years.
Yeah, they've been really great.
And just fabulous to
us. We get free coffee.
I know, it's nice. And I think that's it, is that we shouldn't have communities where no one else goes in. It should be where we have school groups going in. We have pets coming in. That this is not just some place to go off. This is like part of life and inclusive, and it just has a different pace to it. Maybe we talk stories or go for a drive instead of, you know, huge activities.
And they like being out. I really feel I'm an extension. I have clients that have been out and about forever, retired teachers, and they used to go to events, stopped going to events because it was too much trouble to get their son connected and go, well, now with a companion, we're going and doing these things. I've had my eyes open. It has been such a tremendous gift.
And you know what? Shopping for groceries. That's huge.
Yeah.
I used to take my parents. It was like having two toddlers. I'd have two carts because I couldn't, you know, my dad wanted to hide the chocolate stuff he had for my mom, you know. So I had the two of them, like, kind of pushing these buggies. Like, I want to get a crosswalk sign with, you know, two older people with the buggies. But it was a big deal because grocery shopping is a part of our lives.
It's huge.
Or going to look for an outfit. It may only be 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Sears or somewhere, right, looking for a blouse. But that's important if you like to get zhuzhed up and have something
and
new.
I don't think people should stop.
No.
Getting zhuzhed up, as you said. I have a 96-year-old client. I wear makeup. You can't see me on the radio. But I have a client who for about 2 weeks was looking at me quite intently. And finally one day she said, do you do your own makeup? I said, yes, every day. And she said, I said, why? Would you like me to do yours? Well, I now have a 96-year-old lady that I put makeup on every single time I go.
You had to learn how to do that.
I'm
on someone
a pro
else.
At gray eyeliner.
So now you're a plumber, now you're a makeup artist.
It is easier to say what I don't do.
I used to do a volunteer up at the hospital doing nails and a bit of makeup for seniors.
Love it.
You know, and because my mom always said to me, you know, do something for somebody else. It's the best way to get out of any funk you're in, right, is to help out.
Yeah.
And we all have skills we can help people with.
And
it may
touching.
Be not today. You do it maybe next year, but always keep in mind there's ways to give back, even like Josephine. She's obviously very vital. Just because we retire doesn't mean we retire from life. There's still things we can contribute.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a big problem, too, that we're finding is connecting, making those connections. Like, so this group is basically, we hope to be the groundwork of that, where we can connect the intergenerations. So the ones that are retiring but have this time but don't know where they feel validated. And it's just not the greeters at Walmart. I mean, that, you know, filled in a lot. But there's a lot of retired individuals that can really be a volunteer and a service to our aging, you know, our aging elders in our community.
Yeah, and, you know, like, getting to know you guys, there's so, you know, the fun thing is, no matter what age in life, there's always new friends to meet, new experiences, new stories, new ways to help out or learn, and you get so much back, right?
You learn a lot from everybody's expertise, like I do. I've learned a lot from Nicole and that type of thing. And
I've learned a lot of, I've enjoyed a lot of good food from you. We all thank you, Sandra.
Oh, you're welcome.
And she's fabulous.
Yes.
You're lucky kids. Let's talk a little bit about the West Shore Seniors Fall Wellness Fair. Let's give all the details. So if anybody in Victoria wants to go to this, they know exactly how to access that, where it's going to be.
So we're at the Langford Legion on Saturday, November the 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's 761 Station Avenue in Langford. There is 31 vendors. We will have door prizes, on-site flu shots. Forbes Pharmacy will be there. Actually, Michael Forbes will be doing the flu shots. Refreshments, dinner for one. We'll have things going on in the kitchen, so it ought to smell awfully delicious when you hit the door. Meet new friends. I think there's going to be, we've got 200 grab bags for the first 200 seniors through the door.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff in there, lots of good information.
Yeah, and there is. And there's you'll get all the information, all your questions answered. So between now and Saturday, write yourself a list. I had ladies last year in tears that they couldn't believe they got all their questions answered in one stop. Mm-hmm. And that is our goal. We're looking at possibly doing some community luncheons and things coming up too to get seniors out. Sandra and I had brought this up at the market as we were advertising as well, and got quite an interesting response. Lunch?
Like a community.
Community lunch. Open it up and see how it goes from there. But Saturday we'll have vendors from, the United Way Better at Home Project has been awarded to the West Shore as well. Mm-hmm. So they will have a table out there. Wanda Fuca Senior Center is a huge hub for seniors that want to live. It is such a neat place. They'll be there handing out information. The Heart and Stroke is there. The Alzheimer's, City of Langford will be there. It's just endless. I think that the group of people that are attending this year are going to really rock their socks. So I think it's a great place for seniors to come.
And their families, you know, because it's about everybody. And, you know, there's lots of great people in our organization. Between the food and the companion services, there's downsizing, there's financial.
Driving Miss Daisy,
there's Seniors 101. There's all kinds of different groups within our organization that any one of us would be happy to help or direct you somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things on the back of the book I'm just noticing is the notary. Farley Martin Notary will be there as well, and I cannot stress enough, there's probably weekly that I hear of situations where people don't have their paperwork in place. Do yourself a favor for Christmas. Get your paperwork in place. Farley Martin Notary will be there.
There's been a lot of changes, too, with the wills and
it continues
and everything
to change, so, right? And you want to make sure you get it right, because even in real estate, I see lots of stories that are didn't have to happen, particularly if people had maybe accessed this. And, you know, a lot of us boomers, we don't think about it till
or don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it. And we need to sort of just deal with the stuff, and then you can put it away for a while.
It's such a gift. I know when I did my representation agreement with my mom and dad, it was such a weight lifted off my shoulders. I think that we've got our ducks in a row, so I would love people to do the same.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my parents pre-planned everything, and that was a huge gift to me and my brother, you know, because at the time when you don't really want to have to deal with more emotion, it's sort of one less thing to think about when that's been arranged and you know.
Planning end of life on an emotional level is not where you want to be. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk later in the show about kind of what we're thinking about, you know, what we think about as we get older. I don't think any of us will really retire, but whatever that phrase is, I think we need a new phrase, really.
Yeah.
Retirement seems kind of passe, like you've given up. It's not giving up.
Yeah.
There's
just
all
changing.
Kinds of great things ahead of you. Anyways, we come back after the news. We're going to talk to Charlene about kitchens that work.
An ode to Oftober. 31 days hath Oftober, a celebration to remember. The energy saving has begun. Start yours at home. The benefits are clear. You'll save cash throughout the year. 31 days hath Oftober. Time to save a ton and have a bit of fun.
Celebrate saving power and money this October. More tips and prizes released every day at powersmart.ca.
Okay, weather, what are you going to throw at me today?
Clouds and perhaps some unseasonal hail.
Photocopier at work. What have you got for me?
Paper jam!
2007 Nissan Sentra, how are you holding up?
Actually, I'm all good.
Think of everything you face on a daily basis. Wouldn't it be nice if car troubles weren't one of them? Bring your car to Rand Automotive, where we believe in long-term care for our clients and their vehicles. Rand Automotive, where vehicles and relationships are maintained.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The power's out to a pretty big chunk of Oak Bay and the University of Victoria right now. Almost 2,000 properties are off the grid from Lansdowne to Mackenzie, Sinclair Road, Cadborough Bay, and Uplands. BC Hydro crews aren't sure yet why the power's out and are trying to get everything fixed by 3 o'clock. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for Victoria and the BC South Coast. The remnants of Hurricane Anna are expected to get here on Monday and Tuesday, and there should be wind and rain warnings up by tomorrow. Anna should get here as a tropical depression and bring as much as 100 millimeters of rain to some areas. At about 10:30 on Wednesday morning, a 15-year-old boy was assaulted in Nanaimo. The teenager was standing on the sidewalk outside Nanaimo Secondary School when a man he didn't know walked up to him and, with no provocation and without saying a word, grabbed him, forced him down, and punched him several times in the head. The boy was knocked out and eventually came to and went back into the school to report what happened. Mounties are looking for a white man, age 18 to 25. He was wearing a black hoodie and black track pants at the time. The grounds of Parliament Hill have reopened after Wednesday's fatal shooting of a soldier, and tours will get going again on Monday. Parliament Hill had been off limits until last night after the fatal shooting of Corporal Nathan Cirillo, a soldier at the National War Memorial. The shooter, a mentally unstable homeless drifter, was shot dead in the Commons center block. Speaker Andrew Scheer says visitors and House of Commons employees can expect to see a lot more security at entrances to buildings in the parliamentary precinct. Now, the mayor of a small town in northeastern Alberta says he's proud of his citizens for turning something ugly into something beautiful. Yesterday, people who worship at a mosque in Cold Lake found the windows broken and "Go Home" spray-painted across the front. But later in the day, volunteers showed up to fix those windows and wash off the paint. They posted their own signs, including "You are home" and "We stand united as Canadians." Mayor Craig Copeland says they are what makes Cold Lake a great place to live. CFAX weather is up next.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Andrew.
We're the Bargain Brothers.
And our life is about to take center stage on your TV this fall.
We run a used car lot in Winnipeg with our whole family.
Our mom's the president.
Our sister's there too.
Uncles, aunts.
And my beauty queen wife.
Did we mention our mom's the president?
It's a show about a small business with big dreams.
And it's on BNN, Tuesdays at 8.
That's the Business News Network.
Miracles don't just happen on Bay Street, folks.
Nice one, man.
It's a wet and windy day around Greater Victoria today, a high of 12 degrees. The rain tapers off tonight, a low down to 8. And the chance of showers tomorrow morning, we might see some sunshine for the afternoon as well, a high of 14 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, we're at 11. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's now 1:33.
Seattle Seahawks football on CFAX 1070. Catch the action live right here all season.
The Seahawks hit the road to take on the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Kickoff is 10 a.m.
Victoria's official home of the Seattle Seahawks.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft, Harbor Air Seaplane, Sherwood Marine, and Wireless World.
This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Nicole Donaldson and Sandra Hellemis on the phone. Joining me is Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services. And Charlene, you've been really busy teaching lately.
Yes, I've been very busy. How are you, Patty?
I'm great. Tell us about what you're teaching.
I am teaching at the Interior Design Bachelor Program at VIU in Nanaimo. So I'm teaching two history courses and one architectural drafting course.
Now, Charlene, you were in New York for how long, 20 years?
Yes.
And your husband is also an architect?
Yes.
So you have architect. So you must have so many great stories of the work and the things you've done.
Well, we call them life stories, apparently people from the island find them quite interesting.
I'm sure, because, you know, there's so many neat stories on this island where people come from different backgrounds and, you know, when you do a bit of probing, it's really interesting to see where people's journeys, where it takes them. I'm sure, Nicole and Sandra, you've talked to a lot of your clients and people mm-hmm. all have a great story. And you're going to talk today about kitchens at work, and that's many levels we can talk about that, including accessibility. Where do you start when you're looking at designing or redesigning a kitchen for someone, Charlene?
Well, we have to decide, you know, the client has to be make a little bit of homework here. Basically, knowing that the kitchen is a space that continue to sell houses, mm-hmm. Definitely an improvement in it will, the client will want to make the most of the investment. So quality and also the functionality of the design will make a big difference in the house value. And it will also produce the best return on the investment.
Right. I always find, though, at certain places, you know, it depends on, you know, what's around you. You don't want to overinvest either. Sometimes just painting and knobs will help. But if you're looking at a new build, say, do you ever find that clients overbuild, say, the island, or they have ideas that maybe, you know, down the road they'll be not as happy with?
Well, you know, it's really about a functional space. And the mistake that I see most of the time is that clients tend to take it very emotionally. So personally, it's okay to take it emotionally, but it gets to be to a point where, you know, it starts with an idea, and then as the contractor gets on the side, then they say, oh, let's add it and let's add that. And then at the end of the day, for the money invested, you know, you can see that it could have been so much more. But if they are happy with that, I mean,
that's the main thing.
Yes.
How do you feel about hardwood floors in kitchens? I know some people like tile. Is hardwood a good wearing product for kitchens?
I think that hardwood is the best product for kitchens. Mm. You know, some people would say, oh, yeah, but it can change color depending on the daylight and the sun exposure. But the thing is that a hardwood floor is treatable, so it can always be resanded. So ceramic tiles or any tile would work. However, the problem is that it's very hard. It's a very hard surface to stand on. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen being a space where you will stand up on the flooring, so it's hard on the back. And then people say, oh, I don't know, I'm not cooking as much as I used to.
Yes. Well, that's what happened to me.
Yeah. So wood would give back a little bit more. Yes.
I can blame the floor. Thank you, Charlene.
Yes.
And what about, you know, appliances now? That's a major thing if you want to have some of these great gas stoves. What is in style now? I mean, you know, you watch all these shows, they want granite and stainless steel, you know. They can't possibly live without them. What are you seeing now in trends for that?
I think that the stainless steel is around for a little bit longer. Nobody's interested in the mustard color appliances of the 70s.
The retro.
I can get you in for $75.
Yes, but we find, though, that with people trying to make their kitchen accessible as the population is aging or also because of the number of baby boomers, mm-hmm. that people would go a little bit more towards high-end appliances, which would offer the cooktop at one place and the ovens at another location and so forth. You know? So we find that. And you know, people have their preferences, like for the refrigerator. Well, I'm very fascinated to see how many people like to have those French doors, you know, the two doors.
Yes.
And with
like
the
those.
Freezer. But I find that when I go to my refrigerator, I always have one hand with something in it. So I don't see how I can handle two doors, you know. But anyway, they sell.
And we got the one with the small freezer on the side with the water because, you know, my husband wanted a Brady Bunch fridge. So, but it's hard to get a turkey in that one.
I don't care for them.
You don't like the French door?
I don't like the two.
You don't either, Nicole?
No. I like the freezer on the bottom with the, and you just open the door. And I don't like the drawer. I like the door.
Door.
I don't even know if they do the doors.
So this must be your problem, Charlene, that everybody has something a little different. You have to accommodate that left drawer, the French doors that open up. Everything has to be thought out.
You know what? It's actually not at all a problem for me. And I'll tell you why. Because my job is to plan the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So I will help the client. At the end of the day, what we do as designers, we make the safest environment, and then after that, we make them beautiful. So I will plan it with the clients, make sure that they have the right work triangle between their appliances. Mm-hmm. But after that, the manufacturers offer so many products. And as far as we're concerned, design-wise, the dimensions are what we're concerned about. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much standard. So,
I find
it's not an issue.
I find the dishwasher has always been a problem with a lot of kitchens that I go in and I see. The dishwasher door opens and you have like 6 inches to try and get your dishes into the corner cupboard. I don't know why. Is it men that design
talk about the triangle, Charlene. What should that look like?
Well, the triangle is the way you operate between the sink, the range or the cooktop, and the refrigerator. And if they are, you know, in a triangle, if you have a kitchen with a single wall kitchen where the, you know, the counter and all the appliances are aligned, it takes less space, but it's a lot less convenient to work in. If you have with an island and the island has either the sink or the cooking surface on it, then it creates a good triangle. If you don't have an island and you have the right amount of clearances, you know, in your corridor space, if it's a corridor kitchen or galley kitchen, or if you have an L shape. And so the distance between those three shouldn't be more than 9 meters. So if you are within this guideline, it's a lot more functional to work with the kitchen.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about cabinet styles, countertops, and other ideas you have for making kitchens work.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Super Bowls of Hope is Monday, November 3rd at the Inn at Laurel Point. Choose a handcrafted bowl to keep, dine on delicious soup, and participate in live and silent auctions in support of Yes, which helps youth at risk in the downtown core. Until November 21st, enjoy Pennies from Heaven at the David Foster Foundation Dinner Theater in the Oak Bay Beach Hotel.
Watch for our 2013 Kia Soul, brought to you by Graham Kia and Fairway Markets. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on in the area. On Halloween, don't miss the Langford's annual City Center Halloween event. Enjoy Halloween games, candy, hay rides, a costume contest, your favorite superheroes, and more. If that hasn't convinced you yet, admission is free for the entire family. And until November 10th, pick up your Thank a Veteran card at any Greater Victoria Thrifty Foods. Send your card with your words of thanks, along with a donation which goes towards the purchase of equipment for the veterans and seniors at Broadmead Care. CFAX 1070 is your home for Canucks play-by-play and the Lucky Canuck Contest. Win a trip to see the Canucks from CFAX 1070, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and Glenwood Meats. More events at CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresh and local for 51 years.
Fairway Markets has been fresh and local for over half a century. So come down and stock up during their 51st anniversary sale. Open your Fairway flyer and clip and save on chicken breasts, a BC-grown, air-chilled family pack, just $2.99 a pound with coupon. Gala apples, BC-grown, a big 5-pound bag, just $2.99 with coupon. And you can enter to win one of 50 $50 Fairway Market gift cards. The 51st anniversary sale at Fairway Markets.
Fresh and local for over 51 years.
This Movember, men around the world are growing mustaches for men's health. They're taking a stand and getting it grown. Because what we make in life, what we do for others, makes us. Doing something, even just making conversation, or making time for someone, can have an impact. Join us to raise awareness and funds to combat prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and support men's mental health. Changing the face of men's health, we are Made in Movember. Sign up now at Movember.com.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Brewing up some conversation. Cafe Victoria Saturday with Bruce Williams at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Nicole and Sandra, and on the phone is Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services. In the break, Nicole was saying that she needs a cupboard for Tupperware.
It's my nemesis, Tupperware. I love my Tupperware, but every so often you just got to shoot it out on the floor and clean it up.
Do you find that there's people with specifics, especially stuff like plastic containers or containers for storage?
Well, storage, it really is, I think for every room, it is the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. If it's not designed properly, then we get, it gets cluttered and And, you know, we say, oh, something is not working. Actually, storage issues are 75% of the reason why people move. So, regarding of the room, if the closets become too small, then people say, I gotta find a bigger place. Or if you go to see a new house and you're looking at closets that are filled, you will have the impression that the house is not big enough for you.
That's very true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I would like to come back to a comment that I think it's Nicole made before the break regarding kitchens with dishwashers where you only have, like, badly located dishwasher, let's say, mm-hmm. in the kitchen. And it is true. She's absolutely right about that. And I do see that it's not taught. Or the other issue is, like, if you open the dishwasher door and the oven door at the same time, you don't have room to stand in front of neither of them. So this, we could see that mistake. But and the problem is that there's a lot of amateurs out there, you know, claiming to be able to design kitchens. And if you don't go to a registered professional, then it's just guesswork. And I think it's a lot of money to invest to...
Absolutely.
Or they do the same, the designers do the same thing all the time. You know what I mean? They don't listen. It all comes back to, you know, I think customer service and listening to clients. And that's what I do too.
Right.
I go in, I'm always asking, do you like the meal? Like, what can we change? I think it's just because, you know, on paper it may look good, but you actually have to mentally think it and walk
functional.
It through. Yeah.
And everybody's different in their needs.
Well, if you work with a registered interior designer, I don't think that you will end up with this problem. And we're not so many of us on the island. However, you know, you can always check. There's an association, and we have credential, and we've passed exams, and we've proven that we are worth that registration, which actually doesn't come for free. But there are a lot of people without that, and they are practicing in either kitchen showrooms or Home Depot and so forth. And then you go there with good intentions of renovating your kitchen, and you end up with surprises at the end of the day. Absolutely. So, you know, there's also a little bit of homework to do
that you
when
can't
you
change.
Choose someone.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, in the few minutes we have left, about accessibility, some of the cabinet styles and countertops and lighting. Go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, lighting, you know, regardless, the countertop, obviously, you're going to end up having some. So a lot of time, the selection is determined by the budget. And the same with the style of cabinetry. So, you know, it's a matter of personal taste and the same with the countertop. Of course, you know, it's very nice to have a stone countertop. Although if you are into the green movement, you'll say, well, that's not really green. So there's back and forth. There's a lot of personal choices. But at the end of the day, I find that the budget will be the determinant as to people's selection. But lighting, that's very important. So a very common mistake is to have lights that are cute, but they don't really do the job. Mm-hmm. So a mix of light will help a lot. Like, for instance, you need, obviously, an ambient, a general lighting. So if you really want to see everything very well, you just turn that off. But task lighting is good. It's important in kitchen spaces.
I find the lighting, when you're at the sink, I need to have light to see my dirty dishes. And I find a lot of times in places that's so inadequate because you're standing and the shadow then goes over your dishes. It's a pet peeve of mine. Like anybody's
that's
house I go
common,
to.
That's pretty common though, I think, isn't it?
It's, they don't think the lighting should be ahead, if that makes sense.
Well, it should be, that's what we call task lighting. So in addition to have the general lighting that's the one that casts the shadow, there should be one right above the sink. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not over your head, but it's above the working surface. And the same all over the countertop, you know, that would definitely make things a lot easier and much more comfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Charlene, it sounds like, you know, if you're doing a renovation, make sure you do the, you know, like Mike Holmes would say, that, you know, the back behind the wall stuff. Make sure you got the lighting, you know, in the... what do you call that, recessed, whatever, that you have to do and go through the attic. Make sure that you've done all the wiring properly. Make sure you've got lots of outlets. Accessibility, I guess you should look at the end game too, right? If you're thinking of living there for 20 years, how about getting around that area? Is it wide enough if you had a walker, say? Is that something you look at as well for boomers?
Well, I have to tell you that if a kitchen is well designed, I mean, of course, if you're in a wheelchair, there's some very particular considerations. But otherwise, the clearances should be designed in a way that if you have a walker and so forth, then you still can live comfortably in your house. If you have a wheelchair, then you start to need some ramps, and you also do need to have some very special, like, you know, the bottom cabinets have to be addressed and the cooking appliances and so forth. Mm-hmm. But also, as people are aging, the kitchen, you know, doesn't have to be the same, designed the same way as when they raise their children and so forth. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't cook that much anymore. And you know, so it has to be adapted to what the person who's living there would want to have, you know. And it's amazing to see how many women choose to downsize. You know, they don't have the 6-foot freezer anymore. It's not necessary.
I'm not amazed. I think it's amazing. Okay, Charlene, it's great to talk to you. You are just an expert in your field for sure. And Charlene is at Aesthetic Concept Design Services. Find her online, or you can get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, to find out about any of my guests. Thanks, Charlene. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
take good care. When we come back, we're going to talk to our panel about their plans for retirement. We won't say that word.
The reviews are in. Science World's online resource library is a hit with teachers and students alike. Grade 4 teacher Mr. B says, these lessons are hands-on, in line with the BC curriculum and edutaining. Grade 6 student Dylan says, science is rad! !! That kid may love science, but he really needs to work on his punctuation. Download free science lessons for all ages at resources.scienceworld.ca. A message from the broadcasters of British Columbia.
I just took my Ford to my Ford store for the works. It's an inspection of up to 83 points, including oil change and required tire rotation, for $69.99. It also includes a vehicle report card that details maintenance I'll need in the future. So there's no surprises, which is unfortunate, because I could really use a big surprise right about now. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See participating store for conditions and details. Could I get a glass of water?
At End of the Roll, we've all heard it. This place is like Grand Central. Shaw Floors added to the effortless beauty and style of Grand Central Terminal's Vanderbilt Hall to test their flooring. Visit End of the Roll to see how the actual floor held up. Plus, enter to win one of 3 trips for 2 to New York City. No purchase necessary. Visit endoftheroll.com for contest details. Save on flooring design for your Grand Central with Shaw Floors and End of the Roll. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
Now that fall is here, your lawn is getting hungry. So pick up some lawn food at Marigold Nurseries and feed it. And while you're there, take a look around. Hedging is on sale for 20% off, and a great selection of flower bulbs is just waiting to bring color and life to your garden. Lawn food, hedging, flower bulbs, it's all at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. I love being with you and sharing our guests and our thoughts. If you have any ideas for the show or any feedback or want to get a hold of my guests, you can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. And in the studio for the last few minutes of the show, Nicole Donaldson from Open Hearts Companion Services, Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One. We're going to think of a new word, we're going to call it. But, you know, have you thought about, I know you got kids at home still, you got kids at home. We both, you know, we have younger, you know, young adults.
They're always going to be there.
Yeah. I know. They're never
That's
going.
Okay. Yeah. We love them. We love them.
Well, we are the sandwich generation, too. So we are caring for our kids and our parents. So,
And we got to care for ourselves somewhere there and have some enjoyment and enjoy those years. What does it look like to you, Sandra, when you think about it with all the groups we're involved with? How have you envisioned it, or have you?
Well, it's funny because I take Tristan a lot along with me to do deliveries and stuff like that. And you know, he sees a lot. And we were in one facility, and he, you know, He must have seen something, but he says, we went walking out there. It was a very beautiful facility, by the way, too. And he came out and says, don't worry, Mom, I'm not putting you in there. I'm going to get a house. Don't worry. You're going to have a place. And I'm like, really? Like, what went on? So, you know, I think we're actually, to be perfectly honest, I don't think we are prepared to retire. Like, we're not financially set. None of, you know, I don't think we realize how expensive it is
to retire.
To retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of people will need the income.
Right.
If they retire from their job.
Yes. Yep. I think that's where we're at. I think we're realizing
we may
that.
Leave one job, but we'll continue on with something mm-hmm. else.
What do you yeah. see?
Well, I know I've been working in long-term care for the last 38 years, and because I am bringing my parents in, we're going to start renovating this fall. So I know for myself, my plan is, anyway, is to continue working in long-term care because I love what I do. For at least 6 more years, my financial planner let me know that that's what I've got to do. And but my goal is, because my parents are coming to live with me, is that I will be home to enjoy them and let them be mm-hmm. who they need to be. So that's my idea. I do have a 19-year-old that I'm gently pushing out the door. Because I don't want to be the sandwich. I don't want to be the cream in the cookie. Taking care of my mom and dad will be enough for me. My husband's very supportive, but I don't ever see myself retiring. I think until mm-hmm. I can't get out of bed,
no,
I'm
going
to keep going. I've got something to give somebody.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be like if you have to have a companion. You might be pretty tough on them.
Well,
don't do it like that.
Yeah, I know my son, somebody asked me, would my son take care of me? And I said, no, I love him. So, you know, by the time I retire, I'll have been at this for at least 55 years. I don't think one child can handle that.
No, no.
Yeah. I really need to write a book so that other children can handle it.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I always think, too, you know, as far as where you live, that if you're thinking of downsizing, and I help a lot of people in my real estate with, you know, doing that and get my crew in there to help out and do a little staging and this and that, because I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you know what to do, it's just easier to do it yourself. But mm-hmm. I think sometimes people maybe want to rent or spend time at a place, spend the weekend at a facility or mm-hmm. whatever. Because a lot of people move a few times, and it's a big thing to move. So yeah. sometimes think about it. Don't jump. You know,
some facilities have rooms that you can do that, and it's a really good way. Because I know a client that did do that and decided, I'm not going there.
Yeah,
it wasn't
or rent
a fit
a condo.
For him.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like just yeah. see what it's like, because you just sometimes don't know. So. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things you can do. And travel's always fun, but that's not always something you do for 30 years.
My cousin said, why can't they just go and cruise all year, every day? It'd be about the same price as going in to
Berwick Royal Oak.
I'd be the
like
size
a
of a yeah. it is on land. I'd be the yeah. size of a barge if I was doing that.
Yeah.
Have to truck me off.
Yeah.
No, you have to go up the stairs.
Yeah, right.
I do like the idea of people trying it, because that is what happens. Families think that if they put them somewhere, it's going to help. Isolation, look around. There's a ton of stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Great having you on the show, Sandra Nicole,
Thank
as
you,
always.
Patty.
Great job with the fair. It's going to be coming up soon, November 1st. Make sure you go out and have a
Saturday.
Check that out. Saturday, November 1st. If you want more information, I'm lifestylewithpattymack.com. Have a great weekend. Until we meet each other again, get out there and enjoy your life.